Preface to Meditation number 17. It's meaningless. One writer says that what the ego does is to grade absolutely everything and so degrade, poison all life with false values. The work of Christian meditation is, of course, about dismantling the ego. And when the ego starts to lose its power over us, the scenery starts to change. T.S. Eliot in the poem East Coker has it like this: I said to my soul, be still, and let the dark come upon you, which shall be the darkness of God. As in a theatre, the lights are extinguished for the scene to be changed, with a hollow rumble of wings, with a movement of darkness on darkness, and we know that the hills and the trees, the distant panorama, and the bold imposing facade are all being rolled away. We start then to live in a world we do not recognize so well. Things that meant something before can become meaningless. And though this is experienced as loss or weakness, it is a rite of passage in our drawing ever closer to God. Some things become meaningless because everything starts to become more full of meaning. Charles Williams says, however we may feel it, and the ego may experience it as being rather dull, even boring, it's because we are living more and more the life of glory. We are living it. The ego will, of course, endure all sorts of agonies rather than let go of things it has been holding on to for so long. And eternity is different from any sort of meaning we might give it now. This is the darkness of God. So in meditation we may well feel a bit lost, and it doesn't matter, it's okay. The signboards may be down, but the vertical signpost on which they were hanging our faith will be deep, and as sturdy as ever. T.S. Eliot in the poem says, it's not what one expected, and goes on, in order to possess what you do not possess, you must go by the way of dispossession. This is the darkness of God. Wisdom, prayer, is about discerning what really has meaning, what really matters, what in this life is eternal, what is not. Eliot again. The only wisdom we can hope to acquire is the wisdom of humility. Humility is endless. And again, he calls us explorers. Here and there, he says, doesn't matter. We must be still and still moving into a further union, a deeper communion.